Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there, using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take the poll question, to answer the poll question on the homepage there. And I think you'll like that. And the question is about where should the government, where should the federal government spend its time? Which should there be more government spending to stimulate the economy? Should they immediately start reducing spending and lowering national debt? Or is immigration the big deal? Three most important things there. Which one do you think is the big deal? So go to the homepage there and check that out. And when you click your response, you'll be able to see how you ranked with your vote ranks with everybody else. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Doug Steins is our guest, folks. Doug's our good friend and a longtime 12-year Brain Trust member, celebrating his 12th anniversary today. And he's a professor of economics, accounting. Professor of accounting, at Monmouth University there in New Jersey. But I knew him when he was just a regular old CPA. Doug, talk to us about some of the legislation that's coming down the pike that we're going to have to be dealing with.
Yeah, the one thing that keeps the accounting industry in business is the U.S. Congress, because they crank out these new tax laws every couple of months, and this year was no exception. In March, we had two major pieces of legislation. Let's talk about the first one, and the easier or the shorter, the more less complicated. It's called the HIRE Act. It's called the HIRE, H-I-R-E. And what it is, it's an incentive, not just for small businesses, Jim. This is everybody. I mean, if you're Citibank or General Motors or anything in between, from your business all the way up to that, if you hire somebody new, that they came to work for you after February the 3rd, you get basically what we're calling a tax holiday or a tax break for any wages paid after the 19th of March of this year. So if somebody listening says, well, I know about that, it's not too late.
So I hired, now I had an intern who worked for me, probably went to work for me about sometime in February.
Yeah.
And in May, we made him a full-time employee.
That's perfect. But whatever you paid that person, even as an intern, starting from, let's say, I believe it's the 19th of March, on forward right through the end of this year, when you file your quarterly wage tax returns, the infamous IRS Form 941, you will not have to pay the employers, not the employees, but the employers.
Of the matching part, I won't have to pay that for him.
Well, only the matching on the Social Security.
So this is not a big savings for me, right?
Well, the government's making a big deal.
But it's not that big a deal, really, is it?
No. I mean, that's...
This is not like a $5,000 credit for hiring a new employee or something like that.
No.
This is going to be in the hundreds of dollars, probably.
That's right. Let's put some numbers around it. Let's say between March, when this thing came online, to the end of the year, you pay somebody $10,000. The matching Social Security, as a lot of people know, is 6.2%.
Right.
6.2% on $10,000 is $620.
Right.
And say that's not, you know, it's not like the job credits and some of the things we've had in the law over the years.
Right.
Hire somebody.
I mean, it's money, but thank you, but you know, don't take a big bow over this.
Oh, well, they are. They're all
over.
Yeah,
but you think that they'd create the cure for cancer or something.
That's right. It's politics, Jim.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I hate politics.
I love to watch those guys on, you know, they're on CNN or whatever. So, oh, you know, we just solved the
problem. We just saved the world as we know it.
This law was designed to create 300,000 jobs.
Wow.
It's not happening.
Nobody. Well, that's what's so stupid about this. Not one person, not one employee of a large, small, or intermediate-sized company is going to be motivated to hire one temporary person because of that law.
Well, they're hoping it will. It's too early to tell.
It ain't going to happen, Doug. It ain't happening. Nobody's going to do that.
No, I mean,
for one thing, Doug, most people don't even know it exists.
Right, that's right. Exactly. And remember, the last couple of years, they threw money at us. Here's $400. Here's $800. We're wonderful, and go out and spend it and put it back in the economy. That was a flop, as I think everybody would agree. I don't know where you stand politically. And this thing is, it's a drop in the bucket. It's better than nothing. But I'll use my own firm as an example. The accounting business, believe it or not, is hurting a bit. For a year,
right.
We were riding a tidal
right.
wave.
Mm-hmm.
We laid off two people. We have about 30 people working for our company. We just laid off two people. We're not going to replace them.
Yeah.
We took all of our clerical staff and furloughed them down to 4 days a week through the end of the year.
Right.
Nobody's going.
And that's because of the demand from your customers.
That's right. Well, it's also automation and all the other
things. Exactly. Account. That's part of it.
And that's where I get crazy.
Well, there's another area, Doug, that they try to take these big bows for small business, and I tell them to stand up and go away, and that is the capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing away with capital gains or whatever they decided to do on that, and acted like that was going to save a bunch of jobs. You've done thousands, tens of thousands of small business returns in your career. What percentage of those had any capital gains in it?
None. Well, not
very little.
Single digits.
Just an odd example.
Right.
So don't act like you've done us some big favor.
Right.
And to me, all they've done, to me, when they do that kind of thing, when they do the HIRE Act, when they do the Capital Gains Act for small business, all they've said to the world is, we are now admitting that we really don't know how the businesses are motivated and how they work in our economy.
Well,
they're just admitting that.
But you hit it, and the reason we're talking about it this morning, there are a lot of people hopefully listening to us this morning that never heard of this HIRE Act.
Yeah.
And the point is, when you file your second quarter Form 941, which is due sometime this month,
probably
by the end of this month, there's a couple of lines that they've added on there. The form has been changed to where if you have any new hires, and the new hires have to complete a form called a W-11 form.
Wow.
Get off the IRS website or wherever. You get the 6 points.
Thank you for the lunch money, but don't take a big bow for it, government. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Doug Stives.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.